You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tuesday morning in the flesh. Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens all with you here today on a wonderful Tuesday. Going to be about mid-50s today.
Should be a beautiful day out there. You're going to hit the links, as they like to call it.
Better believe it.
You better get out there today. It's supposed to be 50 all week, though, you know?
12 o'clock tea time, baby.
Oh, wow. You going to be able to get it in?
Well, I can ask you the same question.
It is Tuesday.
I just want to win, Jim.
God, I hope so.
42 seconds in.
Off and running, baby. Yep. Off and running. So
I can go ahead and cut Bob saying, are you going to get it in if you want? And we'll be on our way. But, man, it's noon. Little Shamrock Hills, little course right by the crib. So yeah. Go out there at noon, play some winter golf as we've moved on from fall golf. Toughest part of the day today will be staying warm and also getting a tee into the ground.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the frozen ground. Yes. Yeah. Will you have a drill out there today and you just start to drill like holes in the ground?
I do have an assortment of drill bits, and I do have two power drills I could take out there.
Yeah,
also
you should.
Also could take my leaf blower out there as well.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're all over the place, man. I got to get those done, and I just don't know when I'm going to do it because every time I look at it, I'm just like, I've done this 4 or 5 times already, and I'm just so over, you know, the leaves and all that kind of crap. So yeah, have fun with that out there today.
Should be fun. Should be like I think they said like 54 55.
It's gonna be beautiful.
Like,
yeah,
55 cheeseburgers, 55 tots, 55 shakes, 55 fries. So yeah, it should be a fun day out there today. Last night, Mac, you want to let the people know about how last night pretty much lets you know exactly how the rest of the season should go, because the Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime in one of the worst games I've ever seen in my entire life. 6 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, 5 by Jalen Hurts alone. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. God, that was not good.
Come to Jesus moment. We need more of these in our lives, fellas. We all were wrong. Can we all admit that? We thought at the beginning of the season, we all sat on a soapbox and we said, boy, after that Super Bowl and winning Super Bowl MVP, I think Jalen Hurts has an argument to be one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. Bob, you were?
Yeah, wrong.
Mac, you were?
Correct, because I never said that.
Okay, and I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very, very adamant that he was not, that 9 or 10 was the highest I ever put him.
And that's wrong.
I don't even know who the top 5 quarterbacks are in the NFL anymore.
No, I think that's too high.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be making a change this offseason in Philadelphia, whether it's the coach, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's, you know.
I was wondering that, because if they do catastrophically fail, we know how Philly runs things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
Dallas could still win this division.
Dougie P won a Super Bowl 2 years later.
Gone.
See ya. Maybe not even 2 years later. Sirianni got in the Super Bowl. Then they had the failure of the season where they were like 11-1 and then lost every game the rest of the way. And then it was a bad ending. and then they win the Super Bowl. And then this year, they're off to a hot start. A lot of people think they have the best roster in football, one of the best teams in football.
Yeah,
and Mac. How's Howie?
How's Howie this morning when you guys talked earlier? Good? He's feeling good about himself?
Bob, just like you would say with the Chiefs, it's about execution and coaching,
it
right?
Is.
So
no,
you can always blame someone else, but I would not blame that Howie on this one.
Yeah, and so...
Who got the quarterback that turned it over five times?
Yeah, no doubt. Also, who got him to win a Super Bowl and get to two?
And Super Bowl MVP quarterback as well. That's what's weird about this, and that's how things are in Philly. So we'll see what they do, because I was wondering if they do end up failing and not winning the division.
Oh, I'm rooting for Dallas now, and I never root for Dallas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is great drama.
Do you think they would fire Sirianni?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I do. They wanted him fired all along, you know, in Philadelphia. Then he wins the Super Bowl, and you're like, well, I guess we can't fire him now because he won the Super Bowl. But, I mean, if you go Super Bowl, epic collapse, Super Bowl, epic collapse, you know, who are you? I mean, would the real Nick Sirianni please stand up? Please stand up, because that's what it is. I mean, it's win or collapse, win, collapse. And, you know, that's what's going on. And I don't know if I necessarily believe in the character of those guys inside that Eagles locker room. You've been hearing about it all year. You know, the way the Browns handled things going back to last year, you know, five interceptions, turnovers, however you want to phrase it. And yes, I two on one play. I've never seen two turnovers by one person on the same play in my entire life, let alone three turnovers.
Pick, fumble
on one
maybe
play.
Another fumble. No, it's not a fumble.
I mean, it was bizarre to kind of watch that last night. So I think the Philly fans will be hot and heavy, and I think Nick Sirianni will probably be the first person to go there in Philadelphia. It's quote unquote easier to find a head coach than it is to go out there and find a quarterback. But I mean, Philadelphia is going to be in business probably this offseason. And if this team doesn't believe in their quarterback, then you can't go forward with that quarterback. Now, hindsight being 2020, I was listening to our sister station in Philadelphia this morning, because why wouldn't you, right? And so I was listening to them, and they immediately start with the same stuff we talk about here. Why are we not running the football more? And so I started to think about that around this league. What a pandemic we have of not running the football for certain teams in the NFL, because you got Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia. He is your best offensive weapon. He's your best offensive player. And you're taking the ball out of his hand to give it to Jalen Hurts, who we saw last night, not so good at this point in time. So everybody's complaining about the same things in the NFL, and it's running the football, it's the quarterback play, it's the head coach. I mean, Philadelphia's a dumpster fire, man. They deserve every bit of that.
Does Jalen go with him?
Probably not, but that's probably for money purposes, not because he's good.
Yeah.
Probably just because they have to keep him for a little bit longer.
Well, you say go with him, like Sirianni's going to be hired again?
No,
do you think
just saying,
he gets
like,
a job?
Out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do they just clear it? Because you know Roseman, he's the most active GM when it comes to trades and stuff like
he
that.
Would trade him.
I don't think you release Jalen Hurts.
No, not like that. But like, would you be like, you know, Sirianni's gone?
Yes,
Big Dom, definitely gone.
Big Dom.
You know what you signed up for, man. You're his bodyguard. When he ain't got a job, you ain't got a job. And I was just wondering if like what would happen if like. They did move on from Sirianni. Would they move on from Jalen Hurts and just try to rebuild it and keep what they do have, which is the defensive line? Now, again, their offensive line pretty banged up like the Chiefs. I mean, we saw guys falling left and right in that game last night, and all of a sudden they're like, I wonder if they'd knock. I think Troy Aikman was like, I wonder if they'd knock on Jason's door, what he'd say.
No,
I'm not answering.
Like, well, no, unless you're Philip Rivers and you decide to answer the door because, you know, you got grandchildren running around and you're tired of
it's
them
today.
Which is a true story. But no, I think
he's going to play for Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. I hope he signs. Please. But then his Hall of Fame is going to reset. And he's a semifinalist this year. So if he steps on the field, he's got to wait another 5 years to get to the Hall of Fame. Have more grandchildren.
2020
is the last
when
time he played.
When they lost to the Bills and they almost beat the Bills in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
They were this
right.
close, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we almost got the Colts.
Yeah, that was that game. That's the last game he's played. Okay. Yeah, it goes fast, Dusty. I'm going to tell you, it's going to start speeding up even faster.
I guess if he's up for a candidacy of the Hall of Fame in 5 years.
Because I was the same way. I'm going, 5 years he's been out already? I feel like oh my God, it has been that long. So, I mean, the time, man, it just goes, it goes, it goes, it goes, it goes. And so if you're the Eagles, if you're the Eagles, let's just talk about them for a second. You fire Sirianni. Yeah, I think you do need to part ways with Jalen Hurts and trade him and start fresh there. What would you guys do? Like, I wouldn't do that here if Andy decides to retire or leave or something like that. Obviously, you're not going to do that here and, you know, L.A. probably, but I think Philadelphia is one of those places that, You know, nobody's really in love with Jalen Hurts there in Philadelphia. They feel they could probably do better at the quarterback position. And if you're going to make a change at the head coach, yeah, I probably would try to trade that quarterback this offseason and let the new head coach come in kind of with a clean slate to kind of start over. They allowed that for Andy Reid here, you know, in Kansas City, even with Matt Castle under contract. And I know how people feel about him, but immediately he went and changed and got the quarterback that he wanted. And if you're going to hire an offensive head coach, let that guy have the quarterback he wants. So there's no excuses from day one. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I think that Roseman's got a sack on him. So I don't know if he would. Could you get a first for Jalen?
No, I don't think so.
So you would draft a quarterback, keep Hurts for a year, have the in-house competition kind of brew, mm-hmm. and then at that point, you wait for another season of faltering quarterbacks and stuff like that, and you say, hey, Arizona, here's Jalen. We've got a guy we drafted last year. Let's say the Philadelphia Eagles draft Mendoza.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Get up to number one or two. Well, the Giants have the number one pick right now, and obviously they're not taking Mendoza.
No, they're going to take offensive linemen.
Is that a good spot to be in, drafting number one and having your quarterback in
Heck
place?
Yes.
I think it's a great spot to be
in. Yeah, right? You just need to go to every left tackle and say, who's the best?
Yeah.
Okay,
who do I want?
That guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just wondering about
Titans,
that.
Browns are in that situation too. A
exactly.
Lot of the top
yeah.
Don't be QB.
Well, yeah, the Browns do, and the Titans may.
Well, I guess we'll see what the Browns.
The Browns just decided they're going to go with Shador Sanders the rest of the season.
Yeah, the rest of the
so
season.
We'll
yeah,
maybe
but are they going to go? Because Deshaun Watson's going to be on the roster next year. Oh. They've already said that.
Watson. Yes!
No, they've already said that like, yesterday. No. He's going to be on the roster
Stop.
Next year. And so if you're Stefanski, you probably want to run out of town real fast, take your Coach of the Year awards, and get the hell out of Cleveland. With that Deshaun Watson fiasco that's going to take place next year. But again, great entertainment for us. It's wonderful.
Oh, yes,
it's fantastic. Give me all the drama and all the nonsense, as long as it's not involving my team.
I would trade Jalen Hurts to Pittsburgh. I think that would fit perfectly.
That would be a nice fit. Who's going to be the coach in Pittsburgh, though?
Well,
right?
That's a good question.
And so, you know.
Yeah, if Tomlin's still there, it works out great. And I think Jalen Hurts has got the cliches just like Tomlin does. The Pittsburgh fans are going to love his attitude. They're going to be super hopeful because they haven't been a part of this Jalen Hurts experience.
Are they, though? Or are they too close to Philadelphia to,
maybe.
It's only four hours or something there to Pittsburgh. Like, yeah, no, we don't want this guy.
Yeah, we know that story.
Yeah, we've seen that thing. But I don't know. I think if you're a team in the NFL in need of a quarterback, Jalen Hurts would be a nice option for you if you get him with the right head coach, you know. And sometimes changing a situation and getting out of a situation like he's in Philadelphia, getting that scenery change, that could be the greatest thing ever. Ask Alex Smith how that worked. And if Jalen Hurts got paired with an Andy Reid type of coach that could turn quarterbacks around and make them better, Jalen Hurts may get a rebirth on his career. Or if Philadelphia hires a guy like Andy Reid to bring in and say, hey, we're in love with Jalen Hurts, we just need to kind of fix him a little bit and do that. And that's what they need to do. It's like when Charlie Weiss took over as offensive coordinator and he said, my job is to fix the quarterback. And Matt Castle went out and had 25 touchdowns that year and was great in 2010, right? Fix the quarterback. Sometimes it just takes the right voice in there or an adult in the room. And don't forget, too, and I'm not making excuses for Jalen Hurts, this is like his fourth offensive coordinator now in 4 years, right?
Yep, that's true.
You know, every year he's changing offensive coordinators. That's not easy to do. I always equate it to you speak fluent Spanish, they drop you in the middle of France and say, find your way home, and you don't know the language. It's not easy to do. And so after 4 years of four different coordinators, I'm sure he's got a lot of nonsense going on in his head, and left means right, right means left, mm-hmm. up means down, and he's like, I don't.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just don't know anymore, you know? So there is something to be said for that, but having five turnovers in a game like he did last night is just, I mean, you can't throw an interception in overtime. But again, why are you throwing the football at that point in time? You have Saquon Barkley on your team.
Who balled?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.